Speaking to an audience in Cedar Falls, Iowa Wednesday, President Obama said the U.S. economy is growing stronger and he wants more Americans to feel that resurgence in their daily lives.
And in the 21st century, in this age of innovation and in technology, so much of the prosperity that we're striving for, so many of the jobs that we want to create, depend on our digital economy. Depends on our ability to connect and to shop and to do business and discover and learn online in cyberspace.
In order to succeed, the president said, Americans in many communities needed faster and cheaper access to broadband.
It's about giving the entrepreneur, the small business person on Main Street, a chance to compete with the folks out in Silicon Valley or across the globe. It's about helping a student access the online courses and employment opportunities that can help her pursue her dreams.
On Monday, the president unveiled plans to strengthen laws against identity theft by requiring businesses to inform consumers within 30 days if their information has been hacked. The plan also would criminalize companies selling consumers' data overseas.
This is a matter of public safety and of public health. And most of this infrastructure is owned and operated by the private sector. So neither government nor the private sector can defend the nation alone. It's going to have to be a shared mission, government and industry working hand in hand as partners.
Privacy advocates have criticized the idea of data sharing between companies and the government following the discovery of U.S. government surveillance and bulk data collection. But some analysts note that many companies share customers' personal data without their knowledge or consent.
There are no real privacy laws regarding online browsing, regarding an awful lot of other information like health information, like financial information. That data is often passed on to advertisers, to insurance companies in an unlimited way. You and I don't actually know what data exists. We don't know what information about us these companies and the data brokers have.
Lattis notes that Mr. Obama's plans may encounter opposition from some lawmakers.
Considering the majority balance in the new Congress, I think the likelihood that the bill is not going to pass is fairly high.
President Obama expressed confidence Tuesday after meeting with a group of lawmakers that a compromise will be reached, as it is in everyone's interest to protect U.S. economy from cyber attacks. Zlatista Hoke, VOA News, Washington.